A recent trip to New York City began in the borough of Brooklyn with a tour of the Brooklyn Botanic Garden. Established in 1910, this amazing place is a vital urban sanctuary that features more than 12,000 species and cultivars of plants from around the world. Open year-round, the BBG is actually a series of gardens within a garden. A total of 52 acres adjacent to Flatbush Avenue is home to collections of daffodils, lilacs, roses, and peonies, as well as borders of various annuals and perennials. But it's not just flowers, but also collections of conifers, magnolias, and tree peonies. Specialty gardens abound, including a fragrance garden, an herb garden, and one of my favorites, a Shakespeare garden that features an English cottage-style planting of flowers, herbs, shrubs, and trees that appear in the works of the Bard of Avon. One of the most popular and energetic areas of this wondrous place is the children's garden, which was developed in 1914. In the midst of bustling neighborhoods, city streets, warehouses, and skyscrapers, there is a garden where children come to learn to grow fruits, vegetables, flowers, and herbs, while also learning how to use and save the natural resources of our planet. An amphitheater, an art museum, and a world of water gardens await the visitor of the Brooklyn Botanic Garden. And some of the grandest trees I've ever seen are featured in the various landscapes. I've always marveled at the size of shade trees on the East Coast. I'm sure it has to do with the environment, the acidic soil, the abundant and year-round rainfall, the temperatures that seem to be just what giant spreading oaks and nut trees and towering evergreens need to grow to amazing sizes. And in the midst of these outdoor wonders, there is the Steinberg Visitor Center, an innovative and environmentally sustainable building that incorporates plantings, exhibits, and an elegant garden shop. Add to that the Steinhardt Conservatory, a complex of displays and greenhouses that feature plants that thrive in habitats ranging from the tropics to deserts. Tree ferns, carnivorous plants, and an extensive display of orchids live in the aquatic house. Cacti, agaves, aloes, and other succulents can be found in the desert pavilion. A walk through the rainforests of the tropical pavilion will introduce you to the botany of the Amazon, Africa, and Asia. A bonsai museum, a warm temperate pavilion, and a trail of plant evolution can also be part of a walk through. To see all these wonders would take weeks, and I only had one day to take in as much as possible. A morning birdwatching walkabout was followed by an all-too-brief afternoon garden tour, but it was a great experience that whetted my appetite to return to see more and perhaps take an afternoon class or two. In addition to hands-on classes involving gardening skills and interests, I observed that the BBG also hosts art classes on the grounds, with artists drawing, painting, and even photographing botanical elements. In short, it was a great day in a tranquil garden that happens to be in the heart of the big city of Brooklyn. Next week, I'll take you on an updated walk through a garden that's elevated above the sidewalks of Manhattan. New York, New York. It's a garden in town.